Join me as we now welcome Household Stories.
She likes boats, but not the ocean. She likes sweet vermouth with just a twist, throwing caution out the window in such an uninspiring way. Blasted cold will end. It's feeling like a blizzard. Wonder what the weatherman would say. Dig from the sadness. Yeah, leave it where it should be. Yeah, dig from the sadness. Yeah, leave it where it should be. Inspiring way. Been calculating shadows. Wonder when this blasted cold will end. It's feeling like a blizzard. Wonder what the weatherman would say. Dig from the sadness. Yeah, leave it where it should be. Dig from the sadness.
There they are, Household Stories. And half of this group's been here before, at least half of this group, as Diamond Shapes. I had to think for a minute, and then I verified my thinking. But that would be Leona and Matt, one of the Matts, Matt Zioli, here today. And we should, well, first of all, what was the song you just did and who wrote it?
Called The Weatherman. I wrote that back in 2010 during the Snowmageddon.
Ah.
While watching Groundhog Day, which is basically inspired.
It was a great song, and that's Matt Zioli. And I want to be sure you know everybody who's in the band. So, Matt, can you just tell us a little bit about yourself and also about the guitar you're playing, which is a gorgeous instrument.
So I'm originally from Greensburg. Live in Pittsburgh now. The guitar I'm playing actually is a Martin. It's an OMC Cherry Sustainable Wood Series limited edition from 2011.
I remember actually this conversation before. It's just a really nice looking guitar, and it sounds good too.
It is. Like when we play live, we haven't played in many moons, but the John normally plays this guitar, and I play his guitar. So we switch guitars live. So this is like a rare opportunity for me to play my
You're gonna
guitar
hold on,
live.
Hold on to your own guitar. Are you from Pittsburgh originally? Or?
So So I'm from upstate New York. Matt Holmes is
even,
as well.
Even further upstate, actually.
Yeah, he's from Syracuse. I'm from Corning, New York, and that's I live in Corning now. Matt lives in Horseheads.
There's a Buffalonian out there, actually, a Buffalo area. Two Buffalonians.
Away, right down the road.
Yeah. Have you guys been here before? I don't recall.
I have not.
No, this is only actually only my second time in Pittsburgh in general. So.
Oh, so you're in here visiting. I'm honored
and
that
it
you're
is,
here.
It is such a spectacular city. I'm constantly just awestruck by, you know, I mean, who would have thought Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, you know, coming from Syracuse, New York, you know. So
you have an orange shirt, sort of orange.
Yeah, it's kind of orange. You know, there's a little piece of Syracuse that always goes with.
I almost went to Syracuse and I saw all that orange and I was wondering if I'd be able to hold up.
It's pretty abrasive.
Yeah.
Or not.
Yeah, there's a lot there. And then are you in Pittsburgh now?
No. So actually, I'm a teacher up in upstate New York and Matt's a school counselor.
Yeah.
So both
at
of you are
in
well.
The same building. Yeah.
So both of you are in. That's great. We were talking. Voice you heard was the other John. There's only one John. There's Matt and other Matt.
It's always got to be complicated.
It does get complicated. Leona, I forget where you're from.
I live right outside of the city, originally from Greensburg, just like Matt, and then I live in Murrysville now with my husband.
So how did you all meet each other?
Well, so started with Matt Zioli and I.
We worked together.
We were both in education and figured out we played music and kind of just didn't anticipate making a band or anything. But
yeah, we're like we just jammed a couple times. We're like, oh yeah, we like the same music and we like to write together.
And that was in 2010.
2010, yeah.
And Leona, how did we get you into the mixer?
Then I knew Matt from a previous job, and whenever they started playing together, I would go and see them play live, and they were a big inspiration for me to want to start to play music, and so I started taking guitar lessons, and I started singing back up with Household Stories.
It's interesting how people meet through work, right? And you wonder, is work becomes a little different, the world of work, where it sometimes is more solitary than it used to be. If you get the kind of mixing, hopefully you'll continue to get the kind of mixing that brought all four of you together. We'd love to hear another song. What would you like to do next?
This one's going to be called Sketch of the City. And
Whose city?
Inspired by Pittsburgh.
It is Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Sketch of Pittsburgh.
When I moved here, I figured I'd write a song about city I still call home, even though I'm not from here, so, yeah.
What I need, it slow to my sleep. I get weak when you sleep, 'cause you're exactly what I need. You're exactly what I need.
Household Stories. That's a nice song. I really like the thumping bass that Matt did opposite the guitar bridge that Other Matt took. Do you call yourselves Matt and Other Matt? Or
yeah, we were trying to figure that out last night, actually, because these two have never played music together.
Until less than 24 hours
ago. Yeah. And you're like, should we just call you by your last names? Or
it is fashionable to refer to oneself in the third person these days, you know. So if Matt says Matt does this, he could be referring to himself the other. It seems to be fashionable anyway. that song showcases all of you really well. There's sort of a little. Hate to call it a wall of sound. We'll say a little hedge of sound that happens there, where you're all fitting together really nicely. Now, are you playing out at all anywhere while you're all together?
That's a funny question.
Yeah, we we took a natural.
Let me get you a little closer. That's good. Thank you.
A little a natural kind of break and. Just because, you know, life and everyone's work and everything.
Well, not to mention geography.
So, we continued to write throughout the years, and we just kind of, built up a backlog of material, too, and just felt like now was the time to share some of the new stuff.
Yeah. Even the next song we're going to play, me and Matt wrote it via text.
Text
and email and voice memos.
Interesting.
Yeah, so it just culminated now, and I think in the future we'll make the five-hour trip down here to play out in Pittsburgh again.
Oh, I hope you'll do that. Have you recorded anything as a group?
We have.
We have a band camp.
Yeah, on Bandcamp.
Oh, that's right. We linked to your band camp site because I was listening to it a few weeks ago, and I forgot all about that.
No, that's all right. I forget sometimes, too.
There's a link. Household Stories, the name of the group. Now, on that... you're a little more a fuller sound, right? Is there more in that group than the four of you?
Yeah, so we still excluded from today's.
We have Frank and JP who are still in the household family. Just like today, just for geography and
scheduling,
these guys have been playing together for a long time up in New York, so.
Yeah. Yeah, so it just worked out today.
It just worked out today for our lineup today.
So. Okay, so Frank and JP are part of the band, just not here today.
Right.
Household Stories is the name of the group. They have a couple more songs to do, I do believe. What would you like to do next?
We just came up with a name last night, I guess. We're going to call it Learning to Fall.
No one's heard this before.
This is the premiere, so it's first performance.
I'm honored. The world... Actually, Universe, you know, but nobody's heard this song ever except for
my wife.
Here.
Yeah. Just the wives.
So the song is called Learning to Fall. The band is Household Stories. A nice sound, the world debut song. Household Stories, the band, Matt and John, and it is Leona.
It's Leanna.
Oh, my goodness. It's
okay, I'm used to it.
It's the small, L-I-A.
L-I-A-N-N-A.
I'm looking at an A that looks, or an O that, no, an A that looks like an O. But it's a pretty name. I don't know too many people who's Leanna's are spelled that way.
Yeah, it's very different.
Family?
My mom actually, it was just my birthday, my mom was telling me that she got my name from a science fiction novel.
Interesting. What day is your birthday?
December 5th.
Because mine was the 7th.
Ah,
so
happy
we're
birthday.
Thank you. Same to you. We're Sagittarians.
Yes.
Would you like a few of my years to add to yours?
Sure.
I'd be happy to
get Do what I can.
There's one more song you're going to do. I acknowledged Sarah and Stu out there. I didn't acknowledge Gabe. Gabe is out there, too. The Strickland family visiting from McCandless, but with upstate New York experience. You'll want to chat with them afterwards. I also want to thank Pete Jordan for making a contribution during our year-end donor drive just a few moments ago. Thanks, Pete. He did so at slbradio.org/donate. I want to be sure we mention anything that we haven't mentioned that we should, because this is our last chance to talk today, at least. We mentioned your Bandcamp site where people can look for household stories on Bandcamp. And
we can mention our other project, Diamond Shapes.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
what is
absolutely.
The link for, was it the Bandcamp link?
It's also Bandcamp /Diamond Shapes. And then we have Instagram and Facebook page as well.
And is Diamond Shapes playing anywhere soon?
Not anywhere soon. Schedules, as always, have limited our practices. But we did a volunteer event back in October. We played for the Pittsburgh Literacy Council. And then we're also still working on some new songs, some new music, and we are planning to record early next year.
So. Excellent. Yeah. And thank you for making the trip here.
Of course, yeah. I mean, it's really my pleasure. I mean, and thank you guys for having me along. This is a really, really special time. So
this is great.
Yeah. And household stories will just keep go on Facebook, keep a lookout, because we will
2019
going to play. You know, live, full, electric show.
Yeah.
So. Excellent. What do you want to close up with?
This one's called Write This Down, and this is also a debut.
A debut.
Oh, another debut.
a live debut, though.
And then I guess I'll write them all out today.
Written in 2015.
Yeah. This one via text as well. So.
Here again, along with our thanks for being here today, Household Stories. Down.
down. You get home, write this down. You get home, or I'll be found.
Household Stories, live on the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for being here today.